lot has happened in 20 years. You know, as we sit here today, RISE just celebrated 20 years, the entire organization. And when you first start, you're thinking, oh, I'd like to make it 2 years, maybe 5 years. And all of a sudden you're at year 10. You're like, oh yeah, that's all right. That's not that big a deal. And all of a sudden you hit 20 and it's like, wow, we're still here. So we started with RISE and it was all about, okay, we'll start sharing the story little by little. Hey, this is what I've gone through. I've wrestled with God. I've gone through different things. I'd love for you to not make the same decision. So we really started focused on youth. I've learned over the years, yes, we will still go speak at a school when it invites us. We'll still go do youth conferences. We'll still partner with youth conferences. But what I really love is taking young people under our wing, where they can be around us more often. One of the biggest blessings in my life over the last decade has watching my son go from a kid who was 3 years old when RISE Fest started to, oh wow, we have one of the biggest projects ever in RISE Fest history. It's called a permanent state. And guess what, bud? I guess you're on the team, you're on the crew that's gonna build it. And then I get his friends around, I get my daughter's friends around. That's how we still relate to youth and wanna be in youth's lives. So we're into year 5, 6, 7. Now we're not quite to the decade mark, but it's tough. It's rough. The economy's bad. Things are extremely difficult. I'm worn out. I don't know if I can keep going. And I went home one night and I said, I think I'm done. And she looked at me and she goes, you can't quit now. I'm like, you wouldn't let me start. Now you won't let me quit. And that was awesome. By her saying, you can't. And then she said this to me. She said, our children will have opportunities that sometimes other kids don't get. And she was so right. She was so right. And I've watched that happen. And it's been crazy ever since. It's just been an amazing journey watching God work. We went from a one-day festival to a two-day festival. We've gone from just a festival to it's more than music, it's a mission, and we believe and hold on to that wholeheartedly. We have changed the perspective of we're doing a festival for a community to we're doing a festival with a community. It has been unbelievable. I have been asking God over the last couple of years, I know there's more, or I feel there's more, I think there's more. What is it? And I feel right now he's starting to show us that. Where it goes from here, I don't know yet. I don't know. I'm hoping to sit down a decade from now and go, whoa, you thought that first 20 years was crazy? The last 10 has been amazing. But we'll see where he takes it.
Diagnosed with muscular dystrophy at age 5, Rob Rosaboom watched helplessly as his illness destroyed his dreams. Feeling painfully different and forgotten, he questioned his very existence, rebelling against God, but God wasn't done with him yet. In 2001, Rob founded RISE Ministries, and in 2005, RISE Fest, a large Christian music festival held annually in Northwest Iowa, was birthed. He's a sought-after speaker, sharing the stage with Jeremy Camp, Toby Mac, For King and Country, Mercy Me, and more. He's also the recipient of numerous humanitarian awards and has been featured multiple times on National Jerry Lewis MDA Telethon. Rob gets the opportunity to travel and speak, sharing his story to point people to Jesus. I'm Tina Griffin. Welcome to our 601st episode of the Counterculture Mom Show. We crossed another threshold, and this is an episode that will go down as one of my favorite because this man has the heartbeat for America's teens, just like myself. We are doing a spotlight special, which fits perfectly with our summer schedule theme of the week, because all of us need to block the dates of June 7 and 8 off on our calendar and attend this life-changing festival with our kids. I'm with Rob Rosaboom, founder and president of RISE Ministries. Rob, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Rob, I get all choked up watching that intro video because of the passion I've had in my gut for teens since I was a teenager myself, 16 years old, and I'm shocked we never met. But there's not many people who see that it's worthy to invest in our youth. Can you give us a little glimpse on what got you so passionate about the youth of America? And then we're going to go into your personal health story.
Yeah, Jesus always said, bring the little children to me. So I've always enjoyed kids for the most part. I mean, do I want to hang out with 5 and 6 years old all day? Maybe not. And so I kind of found this niche in middle school, high school kids. And my heart as a teenager was not great with God. So I made mistakes and I didn't want to see others go down the same path. And that's really what gave me a heart for young people is, boy, if I could help you understand, and I get we're all going to make mistakes, to not make as many or not try to uncover the rocks that I tried to uncover, you can be so much further ahead in life at a younger age and accomplish so much more and have less fear and anxiety and depression and feeling less than if I could just help you see you are valuable now.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct. I cannot wait to meet you in person. We're going to talk more about that in a minute here. Rob, you have a wife, Sharla, who's been by your side through thick and thin, your son, Jager, daughters, Riley and Aiden. You live in Sheldon, Iowa. That's where Rise Fest is going to happen. Tell us first and foremost, you just recently became an author. I got to clone you so you can help me write my book in the making for 20 years. Tell us about your book. Why did you write it?
It's a book that if you feel broken, unseen, forgotten, that it will you will pick it up, open the pages, and it will point you to Jesus.
I am so stoked. I am so stoked. Once again, your book, Broken, Still Chosen.
Finding yes.
Hope in Jesus when you feel unloved, unseen, and forgotten. Unbelievable. When does it come out and where can we find it?
So it will come out June 4. You can pre-order it right now on Amazon, ChristianBooks.com, Barnes & Noble. I've been told my whole life I can't write. I'm terrible at the English language. And I could go to Amazon, see a book with my name on it.
It's the craziest. God can use anybody, Rob. That's like a constant reminder. Like I get tongue twisted a lot of times. Don't know how to do hair and makeup. And I'm like, what am I doing on camera? God's like, I gave enough dirt in your brain for the last 25 years. Have at it or you're going to be disobedient at this point. I'm going to go to commercial break, even though I don't want to, but I've going to a commercial break. These sponsors help get people like Rob and his ministry and mission for the youth of America on the program. So support our sponsors, back more with Rob, the Rise Fest, and his horrific health situation and where he is today with that right after this.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3 and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
I am passionate about my health and taking care of myself and my family. One company that I'm very excited to partner with is Ascent Nutrition. They provide holistic nutritional supplements for us and our pets. And they have the most incredible organic, mold, and mycotoxin-free coffee on the planet. Their pine needle extract includes wild harvested pine needles, which improves immunity and brain function. I'm also using their humic and fulvic acid, which binds to heavy metals, supporting detoxification and increases my energy level. Their pine pollen tincture is a great support for libido and hormone health. And they have the cleanest source of omega-3s in their algae oil DHA, which is essential, especially for us moms and our kids. Head to goascentnutrition.com/Tina and use code Tina at checkout to save 10% off on your entire order. That code can be shared with others, so spread the word. 10% off using code Tina at goascentnutrition.com/Tina. Let's get our body back on track together. Hey, I'm back with Rob. Rob, before we talk about your passion for the Youth of America and Rise Fest and that everybody has to be there, we're going to talk about the record we're going to break with the KKK and what that's all about in 2 seconds here. But can you tell us, when did you first feel broken, unloved, unseen, or unworthy?
So I was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy at age 5. It did not affect my life until 6th grade. And in 6th grade, we had to run the mile in PE. Wow. And what I learned is that I was never going to measure up. See, I grew up in the Michael Jordan era. Mm-hmm. You can be cut and become the greatest. The harder you work, the better you become. Mm-hmm. What I did not understand that I cannot will myself, work hard enough, take a supplement, do a workout plan to beat a progressive muscle wasting disease that currently has no cure. And so in sixth grade, that's when I figured out, Rob, you don't measure. I mean, it'll be in the book, the story of the mile. It was awful. I mean, it's funny and awful all at the same time, because when you don't measure up, if you're like me, you really start to wrestle with your value. So it was sixth grade when I realized I don't measure up to everybody else. Plus, my dad had become a second career pastor. He was a farmer first, and then he became a pastor. Well, I loved farming so much, and then I watched God take that. Mm. Now I'm a town kid. Sports becomes my next greatest love. And by the time I'm a freshman in high school, it's gone. Mm. And so all I could see was God taking what I loved. And that's when I really felt broken.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to say with that, but I know so many people can relate to that, that everything around them is taken, stolen, crumbling, and you don't see the blessing in that per se. But now look what God did with your life as a result of going through all these traumatic things in your past. How do you find the strength to face every day?
So we talked about my wife early on, and we are going on 27 years of marriage.
That is amazing.
I never, ever thought anybody would love me for me. I have a progressive disease. It gets worse. And when Charlotte and I got married, she taught me this lesson, and it comes true even to this day. Rob, it does not matter what you do. It matters who you are. Mm. Who are you on the inside? And at first, I kind of balked that lesson for a long time because I wanted to be the man of the house. I wanted to pick up our kids, physically pick them up. I wanted to throw the ball with them. Well, that wasn't going to happen the way that it would in a normal husband and wife family. I can't throw the baseball like other guys. I can't shoot a basket. I can't throw the football. When they got naughty in church, I wasn't the guy that could pick them up and take them out. I mean, I remember being in a department store one time. My wife always wanted to do monthly pictures with the kids, and I could walk at the time. So I was pushing our son in a stroller. Well, he wasn't strapped in. He slipped out the bottom. I can't pick him up, put him back in. He starts crawling under the clothes in the department store, and I'm trying to guide him with the stroller, kind of hitting him, get back in this. And people are looking at me like I'm crazy, and I'm just thinking, aye.
If I was there, Rob, I would have been like helping you get the kid back in the stroller. I don't understand. People are just sitting watching. Now today they're taking a video and going live on TikTok.
That is the lesson. And so that began 27 years ago. I've been on this journey with my wife. What gets me to get up every day? It is a great team around you. Mm-hmm. You have got to have a great team around you. And I have a great team around me, from my wife to my kids to people that travel with me. But you also have to have a team that's willing to jump in your well with you. Mm-hmm. And God has blessed me with that. So I'm so grateful that there are people willing to jump in the well with me, the well of life. The other thing is, I really do love life, and I just feel I have more to accomplish yet. I'm not ready to be done. I'm just not ready. I want my life to count. I want my breaths to count.
I want to know that sitting in a chair every day, having every, almost every aspect of my life have to be relied on somebody else, is not in vain. So if I can use the brokenness to point people to Jesus, then I am extremely grateful.
I'm speechless. I'm going to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Rob about Rise Fest. You have to be there. The speakers, the other Christian kids, like every time I go speak around this country, Rob, and I bring my kids with me for the last 20 years, speaking nonstop, last 15 with my kids, even as infants, they're so encouraged just to be able to be praising Jesus with other kids their age. They're not alone, and listening to speakers with life-changing, life-altering messages together with a crowd of other kids. There's nothing like it. So we're going to talk to Rob about Rise Fest. You need to be there right after this.
The Jace case is a pack of five antibiotics. We put these antibiotics together very purposefully. They were curated in a way that covers the most common as well as the most deadly bacterial infections that you might encounter. In addition, it includes a guidebook to the safe use of the medications that is written in a way that's accessible for most people to be able to look up what their symptoms are and what the proper medication is to take. The idea behind the Jace case is to allow everyone to be better prepared medically, to be empowered to care for themselves.
Since the pandemic began, our healthcare industry has had to transform. From receiving medication to physician visits, everything changed. Jace Medical is dedicated to providing proper access to medications before you need them. This protects against issues during travel or disruptions with supply chains, natural disasters, and other emergency situations that have proven to overwhelm our healthcare system. Secure your own supply of medication with ease and peace of mind.
Use code TINA for a discount at jacemedical.com.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products. Taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at RedemptionShield.com and get grounded and shielded. RedemptionShield.com. Use code TINA and save 10%.
Rob, Rise Fest, it is a must for every person in America. I don't care if they're five states away. We drove 18 hours to get up to different speaking events last summer in your state. It was so life-changing for my kids. People, cross the borders with your kids, get some games in the truck, watch their previous episodes here this week so you know what to do inside the vehicle so it's not all screen time, but travel to Sheldon, Iowa. Rob, why did you start Rise Fest? Testimonials, how do we get tickets? Tell us everything.
I wish I could tell you it was my brainchild, but it wasn't. It was a team member. I thought it was a bad idea to start. Oh, I didn't know anything about Christian festivals. In 2001, 2002, I had always been on the Jerry Lewis Telethon. So even though there was a festival in our area, I had never been to one. But a team member talks me into going to this thing called LifeLight. LifeLight helps us start in 05. We take it over in 06. We start doing it. 2010 comes. The economy's bad. We don't do it that year. And that young man who's 21, my son today, was 7 at the time, touched my heart so deeply one night after a concert. And he just asked if we were doing the festival again. I said, no, bud. He goes, why not? I don't have enough money. He goes, Dad, is it just your money? I said, no, bud. He goes, you pool everybody's money together. I said, yes, son, we do. And he goes, you still don't have enough money. I said, nope. He goes, I'll give you all of my money if you bring it back. I went back to our board. I said, hey, I don't ever want to have the question again if this is valuable or not valuable. We need to bring it back. How can we do that? And we did it in a small way. But in 2012, my personal community of Sheldon, Iowa came calling. I told God no at first for moving it. And then he got a hold of my heart and said, yes, this is where the festival is supposed to go. So since 2012, we have been in Sheldon, Iowa. It's been the craziest journey in the world that I've been on. We went from a 1-day to a 2-day. It is more than music. It's a mission. We believe God has given us a platform to share the gospel. And the way that I say that is we can't affect every teenager's life. We can't help every human trafficking orphanage overseas. But we have a platform that we can share to let you know ministries that we value and how you can become involved with them. Some of our good friends are Touch of Hope Haiti and Rosie's. You can learn more about them. Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA is a big partner of ours. We just learned that in Northwest Iowa, their organization is probably leading more students to Christ than any other organization. And then because my family has been so invested in being a family of adversity, that we started a program called Bless a Family. So every year we find a family walking through adversity, usually with a child between the ages of 2 to 18. They are our special guest all weekend long. We put an entire team around them. And they just told me, Rob, we are on family number 10. So we have done it for 10 years.
I love it.
And we have had children with childhood cancer that we've had to say goodbye to. But their friends or their parents are good friends of ours now. We have a young man coming this year that I just got to meet on a speaking engagement in Central Iowa who was in an ATV accident and had lost his left leg. I met him in a hotel. I saw him wheel in and his mom tapped me on the shoulder later. She had been at one of our events and thanked me. And I went back to our team and I said, I think I have a family for this year. They accepted. They will be our Bless a Family this year. Rise Festival is more than music.
We have to literally come to your festival. It is life-changing. Everybody out there, it's not just music 24/7. When I say just music, I should back that up by saying the music, the musicians you have coming, the lyrics are life-giving. Thank you, bottom of my heart, for bringing me along board to share at Rise Fest as well. I'm very honored. And just to preface this before you go to your website to know where to get tickets, Rise Fest 2024, once again, two-day Christian music festival in northwestern Iowa featuring Christian music artists like Skillet, Phil Wickham, Matthew West, Lecrae, We Are Messengers, Ben Fuller, along with you, Rob. Yes. And thank you once again for bringing me in to speak. It's going to be phenomenal. Your goal is to gather 25,001 people at the Rise Fest grounds on June 7th and 8th in Sheldon, Iowa, because you want to be collectively a part of history that surpasses the largest gathering in Sheldon, which was the KKK back in 1924. We're praying for a groundbreaking moment where people experience hope in Jesus and Christians will gain back the land that the enemy has stolen for Christ. Rise Fest info can be found at riseministries.com.
Yes, absolutely.
And then we click on the Rise Fest tab at the top and you can get all the information as far as how to get tickets, where you're having it, when you're having it. Where can people stay when they want to come to Rise Fest? Can they camp on the grounds?
Well, we sold out of camping on the grounds. However, if we see this huge influx, maybe we'll have to open an area for tenting. We do have hotels. They're probably spoken for, but they're surrounding communities. We have a list of where you can go for hotels in the communities around the area. And then we are also talking about if you will join us to etch our mark in history, we will talk to host families where you can camp in their backyards or stay with them, etc. But we are asking God to redeem a record that should have never been set in the first place.
Rob, you rock. I'm going to see you in about 4 weeks. We have received emails where relationships have been restored, babies have been saved, mothers have been encouraged to keep fighting for their kids, and that is all possible because of your generosity. Our ministry is supported financially, primarily by our listeners and our viewers. So thank you so much to those who have jumped on board in the last year or two and gave to this ministry. It has allowed us to expand on over 20 TV networks, 600 radio stations, and the major podcast avenues. In this next year, we're praying for more people who have been impacted by this program to come alongside us so we can get these life-saving conversations in more homes across America. And we can't do it without you. If you'd like to donate to Counterculture Ministries and help us expand the reach, you can make your tax-deductible gift by going to counterculturemom.com and then just click on that pink donate button at the top of the page. You can make a one-time year-end gift or become a monthly partner. Our monthly budget is $40,000 to keep this show on the air and to cover production costs. We are in need of $20,000 to cover our monthly expenses, and we'll be expanding to more platforms as soon as our funding comes in. To give, just check out counterculturemom.com and click on the donate tab at the top of the page. At the same time, any businesses that are for America, pro-life, love kids, have conservative Christian values, please let them know as well that we are looking for monthly partners. Once again, all a tax write-off. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to serve the Lord every single week through this program.